Donald Trump gave a very aggressive, narcissistic, and hypocritical speech at the UN this week, which solicited laughs as he claimed to have done more in 2 years than all previous administrations in U.S. history. He talked about how strong the U.S. military is and how much has been spent to make the U.S. military the strongest in the world. Some are wondering if the Trump administration is about to lead the United States into yet another war, meddling in the affairs of sovereign nations. Trump mentioned that other nations should respect the sovereignty of the USA, while at the same time threatening the sovereignty of other nations like they are doing in Syria. The U.S. has no U.N. mandate to be in Syria, but has over 2,000 U.S. troops on Syrian soil under claims they are there to fight terrorists. Yet, when the Syrians and their allies announced a major offensive to clear out the remaining jihadists in Syria, the U.S. was one of the biggest critics, citing humanitarian concerns that were never expressed when they funded, armed, and trained those trying to overthrow Syria's secular government. Today, Turkey, which borders Syria, announced that there may be as many as 10,000 Islamic extremists in Idlib province in Syria. It is hard to ascertain from the Trump administration what exactly is the mission of the U.S. forces illegally occupying Syria. If you ask White House National Security Advisor John Bolton, U.S. forces will remain in Syria as long as the Iranian forces invited by Syria remain in Syria. However, the U.S. military leadership has said that despite Bolton's claims, the mission is to rid Syria of ISIL, and that has not changed. Considering the Russians and Iranians' resolve not to be told what to do by the U.S. government, Syria could be the flashpoint for the next major war, which will cause massive casualties, with the U.S. Commander-in-Chief Trump being such an unstable, unreliable, and untrustworthy leader, and the rest of the nations have taken notice. This has been Scotty Reed of BTR News reporting. Support independent media today by giving a tax-deductible donation to the Black Talk Media Project, which has been providing public digital media since 2008.